Then, Ostrom's crew made another discovery. Lying next to the raptor was a second skeleton. Two raptors, side by side. But the second raptor's bones had been crushed. They continued to dig. Then, just a few feet away, a third carcass. This one, too, had crushed bones. Paleontologists realized they were looking at a fight, one involving at least three raptors.
Whenever you find a large number of the same species of dinosaurs lying together, mixed up, it's a pretty good indication that they died at the same time. This is common in plant-eating dinosaurs, but very rarely do we find predators this way. Finding a group of Deinonychus is a very good indication of pack hunting.
Buried only a few yards away, its skeleton sprawled in a death pose, a fourth raptor. This site was a prehistoric battlefield, with several raptors involved.
Paleontologists had always wondered if raptors hunted in packs. Well, Dr. Ostrom's discovery in Montana of these four Deinonychus answered that question. These raptors lived and died as a group.
The raptors were relatively small predatory dinosaurs, not much larger than a man. They were a couple of meters high, about 3 meters long, and weighed close to 150 pounds. But what they lacked in size, they more than made up for in agility. Dr. Ostrom was quick to identify three deadly attributes that were used in the battle. The first were its teeth.
These teeth curve backwards. Teeth that curve backwards are designed to grab and hold on to something that's struggling to get away. Not only are their teeth curved backwards, they're serrated on both edges. They've got a mouthful of steak knives.
What it would do is it would get a hold of something, and then it would jerk its head backwards, and that's when the curvature of the teeth would cause all of these little teeth to act like serrated hooks, and they would just tear out a big chunk of meat.